Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In. This is Saturday, August 6th, 8th, and I'm Deborah Lake, and we're recording live from Chicago. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we've got a fantastic show for you this evening. I'm pleased to welcome model, stylist, and dancer, Chicago's own Vaughn J. the Chameleon. Hello?
Hi, Rev. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm outstanding. Thanks for having me, Ashley. Thank you for a wonderful opportunity.
People who are listening are going to have a wonderful, wonderful show, a lot of insight that you have. And I'd like to start by you telling our listeners something about what you do. Just give us a short version of what you do.
Well, you know, basically, I just kind of confirm what each and individual client that I run into and that I meet, basically just kind of confirm what their instincts already tell them. When they want to confirm about a new style as far as hair or makeup or clothing, because I do a little bit of everything depending on each client, I just kind of give them that little extra oomph and okay to just go ahead and take the jump.
Yes, and you're a dancer and a model as well.
I am. I'm a dancer.
Which
and a
came
model.
First? Which of them, the modeling come or dancing? This is such a great connection.
You know what, Ashley, I've been doing dancing all my life,
mm-hmm.
and I've recently been doing the modeling portion and the stylist work and the makeup work for now almost 4 years. But I've been dancing now all my life, and I just decided to take upon the action, basically, and see which one is going to get me noticed, get me out there, get me into my own business, as it would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell my listeners that you've been working with me to develop my new post-marathon look, is what I'm calling it.
Okay.
And there's one thing that struck me about you, Vaughn, and that's your confidence. I mean, you exude confidence. You are who you are, no apology, no excuse. And you're not hostile, and you don't have a chip on your shoulder. You know, we see people who walk around with chips, and they say they don't care what people think by telling, you know, with their attitudes and their body language. But that's not you. You're just simply very, very comfortable, and you're comfortable in your skin. And I'd like for you to share just what got you to this place of peace and confidence.
You know what? Thank you. Actually, I have to say to your listeners that aren't aware, I will actually be 40 at the end of this month, basically September the 2nd. And that confidence that you recognize and notice, it didn't come easy for me. I had to grow into that. I had some what we all have, everyday life experiences. And just through the life experiences and the time and, you know, the man above, the higher power that be, basically had to open those doors and show me that, you know what, it's okay to accept who you are and become comfortable with the person that I am. So I've grown into that over time and trial and error and said, you know what, this is who I am. I can't deny it. Higher powers have shown me time and time again that, you know what, this is you.
Well, that's what I want to get to, because I know we hear a lot of different people say, "This just be yourself and don't worry about what other people think and own who you are, learn who you are." But a lot of times we don't know the journey that the people have been through. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of experiences or any kind of stories that you can share that people can really latch on to that helps you or helped you get to the place where you could say, you know, it's okay. This is me. I don't have to fit in. And it's okay if I don't. It's okay if I do, but it's okay if I don't.
And you know what? Firsthand, right off the bat, something I have to let your readers know about me, I am actually a male rape survivor. And with that being said, I'm also a coma survivor. I was in a coma for 6 months.
Wow.
And I was in that coma a very early part of my life, and it was because I was growing into my own. And, you know, I've never been one in life to try to fit in where I fit in. I believe that we all are each individuals and that we should be who we are as people. And with that being said, after God faced me with two instances, like I said, traumatic to most, and I was able to come out of those, in a sense, unscathed and lead a, quote-unquote, as they would say, normal life and be who I – it was just more accepting. I kind of made a deal with the man above. I said, if I can come out of these instances and be able to be who I am and share with people and let them know it's okay, then that's what I'm going to be. And that's who I'm going to be. I accept who I am as a person. And that's the deal I made with him, and I was able to come out of both of those instances and be here today and be as normal, as normal can be as far as a person and an adult, and still be that same energetic and person that I am. So
you know,
for me personally, that's what kind of opened my eyes to say, you know what, it's okay for you to be who you are and to know that we aren't going to always be able to fit in to get in or please everybody, but if we can come to learn ourselves and love ourselves, and if I can share that, then it's okay.
That's wonderful. You know, that's something we have in common, because I got to that place in a life-threatening way as well. It's, I think there's something about facing your own mortality. It gives you the permission, if you need that, to just say, you know what, God gave me this life. Again, you know, and I'm going to live it.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you give that, and you do, you give that to other people. How did you get to the place where you were ready and where you felt like you could give that to someone else and help that someone else? Because we all don't want to necessarily have to go through a life-threatening episode to get to the place where we can say, this is who I am,
you know,
without any kind of malice. So how did you get to the place where you can help? Because that's a calling. That changes people's lives.
And I guess you could say for me that's what it was, especially not to have one life-threatening instance, but to have two and to still come out of those for being who I am as a person. It wasn't for me trying to pretend to be someone else. It was, I always knew that there was something about me. You know, I'm the oldest of three children. My mom has been in this lifestyle of modeling and acting and dancing and singing. And I always knew that, you know what, I could do that too on a male version. And then to have God, like I say, in life show me through experiences and come out of those and say, you know what, you being who you are, you have talent. Accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And stay true to yourself, and so that you could share that same energy and hope to maybe inspire someone else in their own natural talent. That's what it was for me, to have not only one instance but two, and those instances both presented themselves because I was who I was,
mm-hmm.
and I was the person that I was growing into being who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it was because of that and being able to stay true to myself. It was like, you know what, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can't accept myself, then how am I supposed to ask others to accept me?
You know, that's so true. That is so true. And that's part of what we run into in politics, and sometimes when we're talking about what's right and what's wrong, who's being oppressed and who's not being oppressed, sometimes we need to know and look back and see, are we accepting ourselves? Are we accepting each other? Right?
Absolutely.
And
I
we're
knew
not.
That this
we
was
have
naturally.
Work to do in our homes and in our hearts.
This was me. This was naturally me. It wasn't someone I was trying to be or something. I was trying to be something that I wasn't. This was just me exploring my own natural talents. And, you know, I said, you know what, if I'm going to be hated, then I'm going to be hated for being true to myself. But at the same point, I think people, as a kid, I've learned that people will learn to love you and accept you for who you truly are for someone than you're trying to be.
Exactly.
I just had to grow into that. And like I said, over time, I was like, you know what, kid? This is your natural talent. This is something that you've honed on your own and you've decided to grow into. It's not something I've tried to pretend to be. And I think people would notice that difference. And and that's what I said, you know what, it's okay.
And, you know, people do notice it when you accept yourself fully and completely. It's an energy that's given out. You said something about when you were a kid and things. What if you could sit every child down in front of you, given the wisdom that you have from your life, what would you tell those children? Because one of the things that our kids face almost every minute of every second of every day is being told that they need to fit in somewhere. So what would you? How would you counsel them?
You know, I would tell them, I'm from the old school, and saying that, I just remember something my grandmother used to tell me when I was a kid, and she used to call me Little Barry. She used to say, you know what, you're not going to always be able to please everyone, and people are going to say something whether you're dead or alive and whether it's good or bad. So the best thing you could do or give them something to say is to just embrace who you are and be who you are and be comfortable with that. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else, and you can't proceed with life.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to sit down and tell me that, and it made sense. It was such a layman's terms. You know what? I'm not going to be able to please everyone. And someone is always going to have something to say about me, whether it's good or bad. And I actually have two children. And I told them and I taught them as kids, you know what? You have to be able to please yourself. And as long as you know the difference between right or wrong and you're not hurting anyone, it's totally okay for you to be yourself because everyone is not going to like you. But if you can like and love yourself, you'll be able to proceed more. And those that truly want you to proceed will allow you to be who you are without any judgment.
Exactly. Having that self-acceptance does draw people toward you who are self-accepting themselves and who are willing and open to other people. That's so true. We often look for acceptance from people who will never accept us because they don't accept themselves. That's one of the problems that I think we run into. We look for people who are not accepting themselves. They're hating themselves, and we look for them to say, you're okay. Your relationships are okay.
Yes.
The way you carry yourself is okay. How you dress is okay. We look for that to get that okay from people who don't like themselves.
And I think that's absolutely true. And I think those same people that want to maybe sometimes say the not so pleasant things are the same people that look deep inside and say, man, I wish I could be like him or her, or even just have that little bit of confidence, because sometimes it's those same people that want to branch out or reach out or take that extra bit of motivation that you happen to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, after a while, I said, you know what? That's it. You're absolutely right. If they're going to talk about me, let them talk in truth and let them say, you know what? At least he was who he was and true to himself.
Well, I'm gonna switch gears a little and ask you, what would you tell a young woman who is looking to find herself? How would you help her pick out wardrobes, pick out clothing, just that kind of thing? How would you go about doing that?
It's basically asking yourself and asking each client, what's the statement that you want to make?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to change your hair or if you want to change your style or whether it be for an event, a function, a season, I often do that. What's the statement that you want to make? And I think that once I would talk to that young lady and that person and I would say, what do you want to make? What impression do you want to make each and every time you went to that room? Each and every time when you first hit that doorway and you walk in without even saying a word, because so many statements can be made possibly that way, what do you want people to say, wow? Do you want a wow factor or do you want a, you know, just that every day?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, done that, been there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my first question to her, because often we do want that wow factor, but we want it in a positive note.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would ask her. Where would you like to start? And sometimes it's not about a budget. You don't have to have a very high-end budget to achieve that wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something I'd have to also say right off the bat. Where are we at today? And how far are you willing to go?
that's so true. Look at where you are. That's principle two. Know who you are now and prepare to meet the person God meant for you to be, right?
That's
get ready to meet that person. But first you have to know where you are and who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, 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 very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So what if they don't know where they are? We have people who, they don't know. How would you start with them? Suppose you ask someone and they said, well, I don't know.
Baby steps. What are you doing? Is this a temporary change? Sometimes we can do makeovers and it can start from head or start from toe. You know, it depends on where do you see yourself. I think as kids we were taught, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in X amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's the same thing with the makeover. Okay, we can start gradually and we grow into it, but then I've also met clients and people that are ready for it. They've already dreamed about it. They've envisioned what the outcome look is, and they enlist me to bring that about because they're ready for that time change that they've been already looking for. They sometimes even scoped it out. So for me, each client has to know where they're going and how fast they want to get there and have they really thought about it. Is it going to be something as simple as putting on a wig and having it cut and formatted to them that brings about that instant change like a haircut?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something that needs to take long time for them to grow into where they have a little bit of the self-assurance, but they still need more time and more preparation, basically?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for me, each person is different because it depends on what level and where they're at as far as making that change. Some people are ready for instantaneous, and some are ready for that gradual prep.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to really learn where each person is based at.
So everything you do is based on your feedback that you get from each individual client, which that's what I love about you because there's no cookie-cutter approach.
Everybody is different.
Just have something. This is what we do with everyone.
I'm an open sponge, and for me, that's where it starts. I listen. We sometimes come up with an instant plan, but I know when I have each conversation, because I have consultations, when each person tells me where they're at and what they're looking to do, I have to go from that point on because, like you just said, there is no cookie cutter, and each person is going to be different, whether it's a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
And, you again, sometimes it can go back to a budget or sometimes it can go back to what you said. Some aren't ready for the instantaneous change, but they still want it or they're still open to it. And it's my job to help them envision, because it's a thought process too, where at the overall result where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Is your approach changed by gender?
No, it's really not.
That's fantastic.
It's really not. It's basically, my approach is based upon the conversation that we have. I've now, this year has been really a blessing to me, and I'm really continuously living a blessed life. It's upon how they contact me and where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the approach we take, because sometimes it does have to take baby steps. And I'm one of those people, I go with the flow. There is no rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be ready for this change, and you have to be ready to accept the change. And then you have to be ready for, okay, if this didn't work out, can we still be open to a change?
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. I know everything is not going to work out for everybody instantly, so we have to learn to grow, and that's on a self-based individual kind of assessment.
What's been the most exciting experience that you've had working this way?
Just hearing the voices from the wonderful clients such as yourself, referral, that once the changes have begun, the clients start to, again, I'm just a voice that kind of gives a little bit of affirmation, just hearing the joy and the pleasure out of the client's voice that, hey, this haircut, if it's a haircut worked out, or this fit on a blouse, or this photo shoot from a model came out, and just hearing that joy in their voices and that, you know, they want to continue. Or I also want to incorporate things that you can self-do on your own so that you really don't always have to have me, but know it's okay to take a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me, it's the outcome a lot of times, just hearing how a client made it through an interview or landed a job or once that job that they were going for came out spectacular. That's so rewarding because for me, it's a little piece of me given client.
That's true. That is so true.
So for me, that's very rewarding.
Wow. Any last thoughts before we start to close down, let people know how to get you and what anything you'd like to say that I didn't
You know,
ask?
Something I have on my websites and everything, just know that it's okay to step out of the box. Because, and I say that because what may be out of the box for one is the norm for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But taking a chance and taking a risk, it's okay because it helps us be who we are as individuals.
Wow.
So just know that, you know, things can be changed and can be fixed all the time, but just it's okay to step out of the box, whether it be a male or female.
And sometimes it's more than okay. It's like freeing.
It's refreshing.
You find a whole new world out there.
God, it's so rewarding to fall into your own.
Yeah.
That comfort, you can't beat that.
And no one can take that away from you.
No.
Once you get that in your heart, you can't lose it.
No. And taking a risk sometimes is what invigorates us. It's
exactly.
What separates us from the pack.
Yes, yes. Well, we're almost out of time, and I want to thank my listeners for listening, and especially thank you, Vaughn J., for being here and sharing your wisdom and with the listeners. And I'd like for you to tell them how they can reach you and where they can see your work in action.
Absolutely. Again, thank you very, very much. First of all, you can go to MySpace, even if you don't have an account, and it's basically at myspace.com, Vaughn J, V-A-U-G-H-N-J, underscore, at hotmail.com, which is my email, and
mm-hmm.
that will take you directly to my page.
Okay.
And that's one way. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm Vaughn J. the Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there and see what's going on as far as new projects in the work, what cities, what areas I'll be in. I'm on modelmayhem.com, Vaughn J. the Chameleon. But the fastest way, absolutely, again, to find the amenity spots is just looking me up as far as Vaughn J. underscore at hotmail.com. It'll take you to any one of those pages. And you can look at me or send me an email. And we can go from that. I'm currently working on a show for October. It's entitled Take Time for Your Soul, because we have to do that. And that's going to be through Erica Jarvis and Creative Soul Entertainment. So that's the current projects in the work.
Great.
And, again, you can find that information at soulanddealmag.com
mm-hmm.
or just simply look for me at Vaughn J. .com on MySpace, Twitter, or Facebook.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you for being here. And I'd love to have you come back and talk about something specific, like maybe makeup or hair or colors, that kind of thing.
Anytime.
All right.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You too. Tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Sunday sermon edition of All the Way In. My sermon will be based on Luke chapter 8, verses 17 through 19, and principle 2, which is know who you are now and prepare to meet the person God meant for you to be, will be used for clarity. You can find out more about my 12 principles for living all the way in your life on my website at DeborahELake.com. That's Deborah spelled the biblical way. Let me hear from you. Send your emails to alltheWayIn@DeborahELake.com. You can email me with your questions, your comments, ideas for future shows, or just let me know what you think of the program. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/alltheWayInLife. And you can learn about our future shows and find out which one you want to check out at blogtalkradio.com/all-the-way-in. Now, you know I'm running a marathon, and I'm running to raise money to stop AIDS. And if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, go to DeborahELake.com and click on the red and black marathon logo, and you'll get all the details you need. All donations go directly to the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. Please give generously. This is Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In for Saturday, August 8th. I'm Deborah Lake, here to let you know that you can recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Good night.